Blaney Mickey 104.5 The Zone. Brady Bree is set to join us here. New Titans draft pick. New Titans safety out of Oregon. I've been to Eugene, Oregon before and had a couple questions for him. Maybe he can help me out. Lucas, have we got him yet or are we about to check in? He's good to go? All right, Brady, I got to ask you a question. Before we get into any football questions, years ago, I had to visit the University of Oregon campus. This was in the early 90s. And it's a true story. There was a guy, I would imagine he's probably with the Angels now. He looked like an older gentleman. He was wearing a diaper most of the time when I saw him. And he was playing like a flute. And he would walk around all around the streets of Eugene. They called him Zeus. Do you know anything about the whereabouts of Zeus before we get this thing started?
So I've heard of the legend of Zeus, but I have never seen him in person, actually. But I have definitely heard of the legend of Zeus.
Well, I'll tell you what, once this football thing ends, if you want to be, you know, Eugene famous, get yourself a diaper and a flute, and you can just retire back there and walk the streets and play some music.
All right, yeah, that sounds good.
All right, I got to ask you this. What was it like hearing your name called on draft weekend and by the head coach, Mike Vrabel, no less? What was that moment like?
Yeah, man, that was obviously a dream come true. I mean, having a kind of a good relationship with the Titans coaches, you know, beforehand, and then to, you know, see the legend Coach Vrabel, you know, call my name, that was definitely pretty special to me. And I know my family was going crazy because they've always loved Coach Vrabel and the, you know, the way the Titans have been ran the last couple of years. So, man, just definitely excited to be a Titan. I mean, was just kind of thinking about, man, what team am I going to go to? You know, what city am I going to live in? And then now knowing I'm playing for the Titans, living in Nashville, I mean, you couldn't have wrote it up any better. You know, it's a great city, great team. So I'm super excited.
Had you ever been to Nashville before? And so if yes, maybe you had your own thoughts about the city, but if not, you know, what did you think from afar?
No. So I've never been to the state of Tennessee or the city of Nashville. But every time I've talked to anybody about the state of Tennessee, everyone's like, oh, dude, you got to move there. You know, it's the best state in the country. You know, so I hear all this good hype. So I'm really excited when I get there next week to kind of see it out and see if the hype is real. But I've definitely heard some great things about the whole state and then obviously the city of Nashville. I'm a big country singer fan, so I'm excited to go down there and see some country music.
Well, you may just be playing and singing in one of these honky tonks before long. Brady Breeze joins us, new Titans draft pick here on Blaine and Mickey.
Well, Brady, we have something in common as, man, I haven't been to Oregon. You haven't been to Nashville. So if I was going to Oregon, I guess tell me something that I should have on my to-do list to do.
You got to go see Crater Lake. We got this huge national park out there. It's one of the seven wonders in the world. It's this huge mountain that just has, like, crystal clear waters in the lake. So definitely something you need to see. It's kind of out in the middle of nowhere, but it's an amazing spot. Then obviously downtown Portland, everyone kind of talks about that. But yeah, you got to go see those places. But then, of course, you got to go see a Duck game in Autzen Stadium. It's nothing like it.
Oh, yeah, the Ducks. Man, I've watched some of those games, man, at night. It just seems like it's rocking. Is it a boutique? I mean, I want to say boutique, man, 50,000. How big is the stadium? How many people can go to the stadium?
So I'm pretty sure it's about 54,000 people. So it's not like a crazy huge stadium, but I mean, we pack it out almost every single game. So whenever we have a game, that thing is rocking and rolling. And they always call it one of the loudest stadiums in the country. And I definitely believe that on third down, I mean, that stadium's rocking. So you definitely got to come check it out.
Man, I know you opted out. Kind of take us through that decision. And then were you getting a little nervous? You were 215. I was 214. So I was getting a little nervous thinking I was going to be a free agent, but that is the sixth round now. But were you getting a little nervous and that maybe opting out could have been an issue or not?
I mean, I wasn't really worried about it. I just knew that all I needed was an opportunity. I wasn't worried about what round or what pick or whatever. I was just hoping, you know, to go to a great team and just to get an opportunity to play in the league and continue, you know, playing my, you know, dream of continuing to play football and stuff. But yeah, so I decided to opt out, really, and what came down to it is, you know, we were on pace to play a season in 2020. We were totally on track. Next thing you know, we finished this walkthrough. Coach, you know, tells us the season's been canceled. So we were told to go home. You know, the Pac-12 kind of handled it pretty bad. We were told to go home. 5 weeks later, I moved out of my apartment. I'm training at home, kind of getting ready for the draft. But, yeah, 5 weeks later, I get a call from my coach. Hey, I just want to let you know. We need you to be here tomorrow. We got to practice tomorrow, and we have a game in 4 weeks, so we need you to be here and, you know, get your football pads on, get your Oregon gear, move back into your apartment. And I was like, dude, 5 weeks later, you know, I'm already on you know, track to sign with an agent and everything. I'd already kind of moved on with my life, and then now I'm told, hey, the season's back on and stuff. So it was really just such a short notice, but I was really upset with the Pac-12 about it, obviously. But, I mean, I think it was a great decision based on my part, just because there was really nothing I could control about it. You know, we were only going to play 6 games, and I believe in myself mentally and physically. I knew that, you know, I'm mentally and physically ready to play at the next level and stuff. And obviously it was a tough decision, but, you know, I prayed a bunch about it, and I feel like, you know, God put on my heart, you know, this is the best decision for me. And then now that I'm, you know, going to go play for the Titans, I definitely know that it definitely was, you know, the best decision for me.
Well, Brady, we're on with Brady Breeze, now Titans safety that was drafted here in the 2021 draft. We have two things in common, buddy. Not only was I 214, you was 215, but both our names start with B, our first and last name, and we know this person very well. Think about one of your coaches on your staff at Oregon. If I said Maui Maui, who would you think of?
Maui Maui?
Yeah, that's what he
said. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
You don't? He doesn't say that. Joe Salavea was my teammate.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. So we just call him Big Joe because he's just like the man on campus, the man, you know, in our meeting rooms and stuff that everyone loves. But, yeah, I've never heard him say Maui Maui.
That's what he used to say all the time. And I could tell you a quick story about him. He'd always run onto the field, you know, the rotational D lineman, and he'd be just out of gas when he gets into the huddle. And I'm looking like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, hey, man, it's a long way from here to that sideline.
Yeah, no, he's definitely a character. But, man, he's made some big changes with that D-line at Oregon. He's got some great recruits coming in and definitely changed the whole culture of that D-line. So it's pretty cool he got to play with them because he's a special guy.
Man, we're talking about change of culture. Hey, man, did all you DBs in the secondary from Oregon get drafted? Man, what are y'all doing out here? Y'all DBU now?
I mean, I guess they're saying something like that, but I don't want to get into that because that's a big debate that everyone's going to get fired up about. But, yeah, I mean, we definitely had a great great group of guys, you know, that really worked really hard, watched a lot of film. So it's pretty cool to see literally all 4 starting DBs, you know, get drafted in the NFL. That was definitely something special to me. And I know the University of Oregon's fired up about that because – they know the work that we put in and the time that, you know, we spent with our coaches and stuff. So definitely something that's pretty special to me. And I know my teammates are fired up about that as well.
Well, with Brady Breeze, now safety for the Tennessee Titans.
All right, Brady. Blaine is like you. He was a fellow Titan safety. My football dreams ended much sooner than both of you guys. I'll say that. But as a kid growing up in rural Arkansas, the thing that seemed the most magical to me about college football was the Rose Bowl. I mean, I watched it from afar, the voice of Keith Jackson, the mountains behind the stadium, everything about it. And your last game at Oregon was like a dang Disney movie in the Rose Bowl, dude.
Ball. Yeah, man, that game was something I'll never forget for sure. So growing up, I went to the Ohio State versus Oregon Rose Bowl in 2000. I think it was 2009 or 2010. Oregon ended up losing to Ohio State. And then went to the 2015 Rose Bowl where Mariota beat Jameis Winston in the playoff game. So I've been going to Rose Bowls. I've been a Duck fan my whole life. And then, you know, obviously being able to do some of the things I did in the Rose Bowl, that was pretty special to me. And then obviously watching on TV all the time as a kid, you know, that was definitely pretty special to me to, you know, walk away and have that memory for sure.
Yeah, for people who don't know, you were defensive MVP. You're not going to say it. I'll say it for you. Defensive MVP. Of your final game. That was that Rose Bowl game that you guys won, but a fantastic night. Now, you mentioned something about being a Rose Bowl fan all your life. I found this out. You and Elijah Molden, friends for your whole life. Tell us about that.
Yeah, man. So my uncle was Chad Cota. He played at Oregon and then played in the Rose Bowl in the 93 or 94 Rose Bowl. And then Alex Molden is Elijah's dad. So my uncle and his dad were teammates at Oregon and then ended up being teammates for the New Orleans Saints. So just kind of having that connection, we knew each other growing up and stuff. They'd come down to Southern Oregon and stuff as a family. So knowing the whole Molden family, I mean, we did 7-on-7 and stuff in high school, and then played against each other in football games in high school, and then played against each other in college as well. So kind of having that little family rival and stuff, but we're just obviously a good family. So I know both our families, the Breeze family, the Molden family, and the Coda family, they're definitely all going to be at the games, you know, watching both of us. So that's going to be pretty cool.
Did I say that you had beaten him in high school in a really big game? Is that right?
Yeah, so we played him in the playoffs. I think it was the quarterfinals, and yeah, we did beat them. But he was definitely the best player in their team.
Well, he had an 84-yard touchdown in that game, right?
Yeah, he was a beast.
All right, you're not talking trash about your friend. I can respect that. Brady Breeze joining us, talking about his new fellow Titan. Brady, a 6th-round pick and a safety, just like our guy Blaine here on Blaine and Mickey.
Yeah, Brady, man, I guess on a lighter note, if Brady Breeze wasn't playing in the National Football League, what would you be doing?
Well, that's a great question. So throughout my time at Oregon, I did a lot of kind of business opportunities and stuff. So I would be either in marketing, sales or finance. So I was a business and economics major, so I'd definitely be working, you know, kind of in the business field and doing stuff like that. So I have some backup opportunities, you know, for life after football. But football has been, you know, my main priority my whole life. But yeah, man, I'm just excited to play football and have that be my main career, you know, for as long as I can do it. But then I got some backups in the end.
No doubt about it. We're on with Brady Breeze, the Titans' newest Titan safety. I have to ask you, if Herbert or Marcus Mariota walking through the campus there in Oregon, who is more famous, Mariota or Herbert?
Man, oh, that's a great question. I mean, oh, man, that's tough to answer because I might get some heat from either side, you know. But obviously Herbert's my boy. He's, you know, one of my buddies. But Mariota won that Heisman. So his jersey's worn by everybody. And then Herbert, his jersey's worn by everybody. So that's a hot topic. I don't know if I should answer that one, because you got some diehard Mariota fans and that's some diehard Herbert fans. So that's a great question, though. But I know you're trying to set me up to just get some heat.
No, I wouldn't do that there, Breeze. Hey, you showed me that you got some quick feedback pedaling out of questions. So I know you're going to be really good at DB. Say, so that was really good. Best wide receiver or tight end that you faced in college?
That one's easy. Brandon Ayuk for Arizona State. So he was definitely the best receiver we faced when I was in college. Now he's playing for the Niners. Obviously had a great season there. He was incredible. I mean, watching film on him and stuff, he was just going off every single time we watched film. And then he had obviously a really good game against us, which obviously sucks. But it's good to see him do some great things in the NFL as well. But he was one guy that stood out to me. I mean, easily the best receiver.
Did you I modeled my game after Ronnie Lott. I never became as good as Ronnie Lott now, so he may be the best that ever done it. But do you model your game after some safeties in the league or past safeties that you kind of follow, or maybe a numerous safeties?
Yeah, so that's funny you said that. So I always loved watching Ronnie Lott. He was one of the guys that I definitely looked up to and stuff. Love the way he just come and just absolutely annihilate people. I know you can't really do it the same way today in the new league, but man, he used to freaking annihilate people. But loved watching him. Loved watching Pat Tillman. He was a guy that I loved watching. Just kind of, you know, the legend of him and his whole story and stuff. Loved watching his highlights. Brian Dawkins was also a guy that I loved. Ended up getting to meet him through Zoom, which was, yeah, man, he was special. So loved watching him, obviously. But yeah, got to be those two guys, Ronnie Lott, Brian Dawkins. Those are two guys that I love.
Yeah, I got to play with Brian Dawkins there in Philly, man, my last year, and he was an incredible talent. Man, what a heck of a player, already in the Hall of Fame. I guess lastly for me, and this is going to sound weird, all right, so you got to hold on to your seat here. I can't find your date of birth anywhere. What is your birthday?
My birth date is October 9th in 1997. But, yeah, that's kind of funny. You can't find it.
Yeah, I couldn't find it. We went to the Oregon deal and we went to Wikipedia for what it's worth. You know, somebody probably hacked Wikipedia and it's not on there, but maybe I couldn't find it, man. Well, with Brady Breeze, man, B squared, the new B squared, the new fresh, new B squared for the Tennessee Titans. Safety.
Yeah, Brady, we thought maybe you were like some of these baseball players. Maybe you were like 30 years old, but you just lied about your age or something. We couldn't find anything on that when we were looking. So here's a question that all of us who see Oregon football, please answer this question for all of us. You guys have 56,000 uniform combinations.
Ooh,
which one do you guys like best of all of those?
Man, that's a great question. I mean, I've got to say, growing up watching the whole Chip Kelly era with all those jerseys and stuff, the flashy helmets, DeAnthony Thomas, you know, those jerseys, those are some of my favorites. But I got to say, when we played at LSU, I think in 2011, that was one of my favorite combinations that Oregon ever wore. But as far as combinations that we wore, it's either the Rose Bowl combination, just because it was kind of a throwback jersey to the 2012 Rose Bowl. Or we wore a Jordan uniform in 2018, and that uniform combination was pretty special. Got to end up playing against my cousin in that game, so that game definitely meant a lot to me, playing in one of my favorite jerseys, playing against my cousin Chase Cota for UCLA. So yeah, the Jordan uniform for me, that was my favorite one.
How many boxes of gear did you leave there with?
Oh man, I can't even count how many I got. I got so much stuff in my house. Like, my parents are getting mad when I finally moved out of Eugene. I literally had so much stuff, we didn't even know where to put it. You know, I had just boxes and boxes of gear, Jordan shoes. I mean, literally whatever you can think of that Nike makes, I mean, we had it. So definitely blessed to be able to go to the University of Oregon and get all that amazing gear. But yeah, I got too much stuff that I don't even know what to do with it, you know?
All right. I always like hearing this from draft picks. Have you been able to talk to any of your new teammates yet? Have any reached out? Has there been any of that going on so far?
Yeah. So it was really cool. Kevin Byard reached out to me. So that was pretty awesome because he's obviously one of the best players on the team. So when I saw a text from him, I got a little fired up. So yeah, I've talked to him. He's really the only veteran guy that I've talked to. But we've talked to our draft class as well. We made a little group chat and stuff. So we've talked to each other a little bit. But Kevin Byard's the only guy that I've talked to that's like a veteran guy. So that was pretty cool.
All right. Before we let you go, what do you like to do off the field? So once you get to Nashville, we know you like country music because you told us that. But, you know, what do you like to do when you're not playing football?
Oh, it's easy. So my family and I, we've always grown up going out in the lake and stuff. We had a little ski boat. So grew up going wakeboarding, wake surfing. Sometimes we go to the beach and go actual surfing. So any type of water sports or snowboarding, any stuff like that. Yeah, just any types of outdoor stuff, whether it's hiking, snowboarding, wakeboarding, anything outside. That's what I like to do. So I'm excited to find some lakes in Tennessee and do some fun stuff there as well.
Well, it's all kinds of lakey around here, brother. You can have at it. I'm sure there'll be plenty of Titans fans who'll be looking for you out on the water. And, man, we're looking forward to seeing you on the field as well. It was great talking to you, and we're excited for the opportunities ahead. And Blaine always gets extra fired up since he was the Titans safety when we talked to a Titans safety. So this was pretty stinking cool.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, sir.
Hey, appreciate nice it, man. Good luck, man.
Hey, you were the OG double B, so nice to meet you.
Nice. That was a nice touch there, B squared, man. Appreciate it. Thanks, man. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks, guys.